adventure gets even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am. I'm burning up. And so is America, like ancient Rome, huh? Yes, indeed. Nero at the helm. Well, we're back, and Joe from Texas is here. One of our great border protectors is on the line with me now. And yes, Joe, you're right. You know, they've always been this conspiracy, if you will, to subject America to the whim of the internationalists and the globalists. And these young boys and girls now are dying again, as they did over the past, really the past 90 years or so. And there's no end in sight, no end in sight. War is profitable, and peace is unprofitable. It's just that simple.
Yes, sir. And when, you know, there was a piece I saw about an illegal alien here who's in the United States, whose son has served in the military. And, you know, they want to ship him back to Mexico, which, if he's illegal, I believe he should be shipped back, Rick. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yes.
I'm grateful to his son for serving in the service, but I believe that, you know, Mexico is, the peasants are even beginning, they're seeing what's starting to happen in the United States. And, you know, the people coming over are less and less. I mean, as far as they're realizing they can't get the jobs here because all the jobs are overseas. And, but when the other point was when I heard, you know, when I heard the president of Mexico, in his comments about, we should, do all these things diplomatically and allow all these illegals to come over. I haven't heard anybody, any representative in the debates bring that up about, you know, the president of Mexico should take care of his own country, his own people. Not a single one in the Democratic Party, Rick, or the Republican scrutinized what the Mexican president said. And, you know, I mean, when you take their sons and daughters, and I'm not saying that, you know, they're legal, Rick, but when you take their sons and daughters and use them as a weapon or use them as slaves in a war, that says a lot, you know, about you know, how our president treats human beings. I mean, I know they're human, but they're illegal. But when you start treating other countries' children as slaves in your war, and ship their parents back, I mean, yeah, they should be shipped back, Rick, but it says a lot about the morals, you know, brother.
Well,
it
again,
says a lot,
you see,
about the morals.
The policy is to keep the border unchecked and open so that we can have this festering wound to build this North American Union. You can't build North American Union unless you merge the nations, and that means no wall, no separation, no border, no fence.
Right. Well, even Israel, the wall that they have in Israel, Rick, I mean, the wall they're building here in Texas is, they're digging down maybe a foot. Well, you know, over in Israel, man, they're like, I mean, they're digging tunnels all the way under Israel. And if they think by going 12 inches or 6 inches with a wall, it's like what one of the senators made a comment or representative, it was one of the senators, Rick, made the comment they're just going to build ladders. Well, with the wall that they're building down here, they don't even need ladders. They can get a rabbit and dig a hole under
the... Well, yeah, but that's the whole point. You need human people, individuals on the border.
Right.
Not technology, not fences.
And you brought up another point when you first took my call that, that you know, people are starving here. That's exactly right. You know that there's a lot... I've helped with the...
Well, we got a break again. Hang on, and then we'll take more calls. Stay with me, Joe. I want to pursue that. We'll be right back with more calls. 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Joe, yes, you wanted to wrap things up for me, and go ahead, your comment about the starving in America.
Yes, the only thing I want to say, Rick, was like that. I help, you know, up here where I'm at, there's commodities program, and there's a lot of elderly that come, you know, for commodities, and that's basically, you know, food from the government or, you know, for the elderly, things like that. And what I've been seeing is that usually we get a full truck of food donated from stores, and now we're getting down to half a truck of food, and it's things like potatoes and some canned goods like tomatoes, but now it's down to half a truck. And, you know, when down there where I was at with the other men, these calves that we found shot and a leg quarter taken off, I'm like, you know, I understand those people are starving, but our own people are starving. And here we are worried about the people starving in Mexico when our own people, our elderly, Rick, our veterans, our elderly, our, you know, are starving. But
and you ain't seen nothing yet, Joe.
Oh, amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah. Well,
but, hey, keep the faith. God
bless
you.
I do. Every day, my friend.
That's the key. I've been having to stay Mondays because of this killing of cattle and stuff, and we're going to find out who did it, Rick. And we know it's coming from across the border, but we're going to find out who did it. We're going to put a stop to it, brother.
Well, more power to you, Joe.
God bless. Thank you
for checking in, and we will continue in our prayers.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work and keep the voice going.
Amen. Very good, Joe. Keep it up. All right, let's take Hugh next, I believe it is. Is that who's next, Hugh, or is it Hal? Harold.
Harold.
That's right. Harold from Tennessee. How are you, Harold?
Oh, just great. Dear
Cowboy. Oh, you're looking just fine and dandy tonight.
And so are you.
Well, thank you.
And tell Joe thanks a million for what he's doing.
Yes, I'm sure he's listening right now to your thank you.
Yeah, we need more like him.
Sure do. Well, we have unfortunately too few willing to do that.
And there are too few like you, Rick.
Well, I guess that's the case. You know, it's not very, let me tell you, you know, doing what I do is not very profitable.
No.
In fact, it costs you. So, you know, people aren't going to do it if there's no money in it. And
the
few who sacrifice and who do the truth and tell the truth, like myself and others here at RBN, we're fortunate because we're blessed in many other ways.
Yeah, but the love of money is root of all evil.
You bet it is.
No, what
where are they going, these money-loving, greedy so-and-sos? Hell will be their home, I'm afraid.
And a man can only spend so much money.
Yeah.
So.
And then it becomes boring, doesn't
it? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I ain't got that much.
I was going to say, the way you responded, you sound like you probably have been there. But I guess you haven't. You haven't been in the billions.
No,
and
no.
You don't want to be. I gather. I don't want to be.
I don't want to be because you got all these bums trying to beat you out of it.
Absolutely.
George Bush and the IRS.
Stealing, yep. Mm. Raping us. Pillaging.
Yeah, what I was thinking about is our boys and girls over in Iraq getting killed. And then they're giving our seas away, giving our country away.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is interesting to observe, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, and I wonder if them soldiers over there know what they're doing to them.
Well, some of them do. A lot are catching on now, and you know there are many that are not happy at all. They're there, they signed up, they got in the service, and there they are. But most of them now, seeing firsthand what's going on and hearing the truth from back home, are not very pleased. But, you know, they're there, and they have to do a job. They convince themselves of that.
Yeah, but,
and very few overall are so angry that they're going to do anything like take off and not come back, you know, AWOL. I mean, really, it's in the minority for the most part. But, you know, this conditioning process is destroying them. They're destroying the young. And that's what's so sad, because it is a conditioning process where they're becoming numb and desensitized. And that's what war does to our people. It does to our young people when they come back home.
But, you know, they talk about Hussein having a missile. What was he in market with, a camel? And anybody that can think, if any country was to ever shoot a missile at us before it got off the ground, good, this country would annihilate them with as much atomic weapons as we got.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
we were the only ones that used them in World War II.
Yeah, but if somebody shot one missile at us, that wouldn't hurt us all that bad. But by the time it hit here, their country would be annihilated. I mean, it wouldn't be nothing but an ash pile.
Mm. Yep.
So.
Well, that's the only enemies that would want to attack us are the enemies that have been created by the United States government.
Well, yeah, that's always one of the tactics is Bush and Cheney and Condoleezza and these here, the secret behind the secret people.
Right.
The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Mellons. And
that's it. So those are the boys.
Those are the boys. Money. And a few other in there.
Well, you're absolutely right, Harold.
And
I can't add to what you've said. I mean, you certainly hit the nail on the head, and you've read, you've seen the truth. How many people even know what you're talking about? People don't even understand this. They just think in terms of waving flags and attending parades like they did yesterday and, you know, dancing in the streets and just wishing all of the world could be, you know, the world of fantasy that they believe in. Well, it's not that way at all. It's not true.
No.
But, you see, they have to entertain that fantasy, my friend.
And the biggest joke is they don't even know what they're dancing in the street about.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah, they have no idea who Columbus was or when he come here.
I know.
All they know is how to dance with the stars.
Yes, indeed.
Or toss a football or something or another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just... And around here... The people don't even know about that lost treaty, and they don't even know that they're building them big superhighways.
It's outrageous.
That? No, you mentioned it to them. They say, what? Well, you're crazy.
Well, you see, that's how effective the propaganda is in the media in keeping them in the dark. And that's why it's so vitally important to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And keep exposing it. And then finally, hey... It clicks when all of a sudden these guys lost their job. They have no more income. Then they're wondering, what are they going to do with their time? Well, maybe now you could spend your time reading and listening and watching to what we've been saying all along, if it's not too late for you.
I try to get them to listen to RBN.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to listen to that.
Oh, well, that would be intelligent.
Yeah, but these people here in Tennessee, most of them ain't too intelligent.
Well, I mean, I think it's all across the nation, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, Harold, it's endemic in our public schools, the media, the churches, all of them have dumbed the nation down so much there that they're all to blame, and it's everywhere. It's not just in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I noticed on the news tonight... They had these little kids in there. Instead of teaching them read and write, they were teaching them how to do these yoga exercises.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's sure going to get you ahead real quick, ain't it?
Well, I suppose so. That and basket weaving and knitting and maybe soccer and playing games all day, that could help, yes.
Yeah, but sitting there doing that yoga and opening your mind up to Satan... And crawl in real quick.
Oh, yeah, it depends on what you're meditating with, and how you're meditating. You certainly can get taken down that primrose path. I know what you mean. You're right.
Yeah,
absolutely, Harold.
They're thinking about nothing, and pretty soon something will enter their mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they have minds, that's
right.
Yeah. Yes, that's assumed.
Well, I better get off here and let
Well, that's up. Fine. That's fine. I enjoyed your call tonight. Thank you for your support and for your kind words and your thinking as well. Thank
you. Okay, Mr. Rick. We'll talk to you later.
I hope so. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, now there's a man that I like. I enjoy talking to him. Yes, I enjoy it because he's just so down to earth. And that's the kind of call I really and truly enjoy. Now, I got a break coming up, so I can't take the next call, but I will. Frank, you'll be next when we come back. I hate to cut you off right after the beginning of a sentence. So you just hang in. I promise you, right after the next break here, we will entertain yours and the others' calls as well. There is a line available at 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to read to you a little bit from the foreword today that I think you will find to be very interesting as well, ladies and gentlemen. So there's much more to come on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Only here, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support republicbroadcasting.org with your prayers and your deeds. We'll be back in 3 minutes from now, Radio Avenger and you. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We are back now, continuing the program, and promise I will take more calls right now. And we have one in California, I believe. Frank, is that right, Frank?
That's correct. Good evening, Rick. So glad to hear your program. And first of all, I must apologize because you intended to have me on the program quite some time ago.
Yes.
And because of the nature of my work, I was not able to make it. So
that's Frank George, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it's about time. Well,
it's
we wanted to be on the program.
Well, let me tell you that it was great to listen to you. I learned a lot from your first hour, and try and listen as often as I can, which is not a very doable thing. And I want to share with you that I really think we're on a collision course with bad things. I've already begun looking at what will be the imminent collapse of this country. I can't see it occurring any other way.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at what to do with what little money I have. I'm looking at survival tactics. We're looking at everything in our home, along with some of our friends who have decided that we may be headed for a huge depression. I think you know that the American dollar isn't worth much of anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's this problem with illegal immigration, which has been brought into being by our very government. There's no denying that. So it appears like America is going to suffer quite a bit in the very near future, and I'm sorry to have to say that.
Right. We've been saying it for a long time, Frank.
Well, it's coming now.
Hey, we have to face reality. You know, we have met the enemy, and he is us.
Absolutely.
American people are getting the kind of, quote, leadership that they always deserved. in the past century. You know what it was? People really and truthfully did not heed the scriptures. They did not get back to basics, and they thought that they could trust the media to bring them the truth. And now we know that's all a myth. It's all a myth. We've been lied to by the media. We trusted the wrong people instead of in God. And, of course, now we have to reap the consequences, you know? Man wants to get paid now.
And reap them we will. It is quite obvious that what has been put into play is not of the people. It is not of God. It is not good. And the one thing that we have going for us is that we do exist in an age of unparalleled communications. The kind of communications that we have these days via telephone, and particularly the web, is something that has never been seen before on the face of this planet. Mm-hmm. We are able to challenge all the lies that have been put out there by the mass stream media. And unfortunately, there are still not enough Americans paying attention. They're too preoccupied with frivolous pursuits, while the very essence of what would constitute their happiness is being eroded, and very soon they're going to wake up and find out that they wasted their time doing stupid things. They should have suffered a little bit, but now they're going to suffer a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those who don't know, Frank, of course, was a guest on the show a long time ago. We talked about the Invasion USA, and Frank, of course, you have been out there in the really out there in the trenches fighting for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've been out in the borders. I've done things out in the cities here. And just recently, I came back from a protest that was put on by Save Our State in the town of Linwood, California, and that's mm-hmm. where Vicente Fox
yes.
was there. Visiting with the Pan Mexican Party. It's the Partido de Acción Nacional, Action National Party is what it is. And there were a lot of Mexicans there that were protesting the very presence of that party and calling Vicente Fox a liar and a killer and an assassin. And that whole thing was, it gave a moment of unity between the Save Our State Minuteman people and those folks for about an hour before the communists, the anarchists, and the violent thugs came in and destroyed all of that. And it became a very violent confrontation with four people having been hit or assaulted and police standing by and actually doing nothing other than telling us that it was time for us to leave.
Well, that seems to be the unfortunate trend with the police, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it here locally in this town. And it's very disturbing to see that people that are here illegally are actually untouchables by way of what police will and will not do there.
And here you've got a record number of policemen who were killed by illegals. You've got people who were murdered by them, kidnapped. You've got automobile deaths. You've got all of this drunken driving. And you would think that would not be the case, wouldn't you?
Absolutely so. Here recently in Phoenix, Arizona, Nick Earfley, who I believe was 32 or 33, a policeman, was himself killed as he apprehended a jaywalker who turned out to be an illegal alien who then turned around at some point in time and shot him in the face. And this is
yes.
another story of an American being killed,
yep.
particularly a policeman leaving a family behind.
That was just recently, yes.
That was just very recently. And stories like that are a dime a dozen, even though the lives that were taken were quite precious. And you look at our policemen and you wonder why. Why in the world don't they do anything? And it's this legal system that we have that serves no real purpose anymore because they've elevated the law above what is right and what is proper. What is mm-hmm. intelligent. So they have all these laws that say that you policeman cannot involve himself in matters that are so-called federal matters. And for that reason, cops don't do anything. But they're getting killed just like the rest of us. And this country is being massacred by an administration that everybody must realize by now is illegitimate in every particular sense.
A criminal government, no question. Well, Frank, I thank you. If you want to hang on, you may, but I got to take a quick break, all right?
Sure.
We'll be back. And Frank George is my caller and guest right now. Those of you on the line will be with you, too. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we are back now. We have Frank George on the line. And, Frank, what is your official title now in your particular organization?
Well, I'm the founder of the Antelope Valley Independent Minutemen. It's a small group that I founded to address the problem of illegal immigration up here in what we call the Antelope Valley, California, which is four cities, Palmdale, Lancaster, Rosemond, and Mojave. So I'm the founder of that organization. No big deal. We're just a bunch of people that go out there. We do protests. And I think it's very important for people to know that a lot of these protests are really a way of getting intelligence. It's a way of finding out what's happening in the town. And I can tell you that since the time we've been in existence, which has been only 1 year, we've seen a tremendous change in reaction to our protest. I have seen so many illegal aliens just come by, flip us the bird, insult us, tell us they're illegals. The problem has grown worse. This country is under siege. I think we all know that. We have an administration that is not doing the right thing. It's an administration that nobody trusts. And nobody can dare to think that America, well, might go under because of George Bush, but he is certainly doing more than anybody I've ever heard of in our country's history to bring us down.
Well, and he's proud of that, too. And I think that every time he smirks, you know, and smiles and glibly passes it off and tells us to just, you know, just look around the corner. Prosperity is coming, you know, and we're winning the battle, and we are doing just wonderful things for America, freedom and democracy. You know, I mean, let's face it, his so-called approval rating is as low as it can be. But then you look at Congress and see theirs even lower at about 11% now. And you have to say to yourself, well, obviously, there's a disconnect between the government and the people. And that has always been the case, by the way, and certainly in recent history, going back even to the time of the beginning of the 20th century. But the fact is, the people have no excuse anymore. No excuse not to be educated, not to bypass the media, not to bypass the CFR-controlled organs of disinformation. They have brains. They have functioning brains. Use them. and they have the tools at their disposal. They have right now, they still have the vote, if it counts, and they need to squeak. They need to squeal. They need to make noise, and they're doing it in greater numbers, but not enough. Not enough, Frank, as you've heard callers say. A few here, a few there. I mean, Washington should be deluged with phone calls, telegrams, emails, faxes every day until these guys and gals finally get the message, don't you think?
Absolutely. You're very correct. What will bring down the United States is not the design of maybe the Council on Foreign Relations or the elitists or whoever is manipulating all of this. Really, it's the apathy of the American people. It's the American that will not get up and do what he is supposed to do as a citizen of the United States, to go even beyond writing letters, but to go out into the streets and to vociferously claim that things have gone wrong, women should go out there and bang on pots and pans. I don't care what method they choose, as long as they're not very destructive. But we're even past the point of flag waving. All these protests that we do as Minutemen and members of other organizations, I've discussed it with a lot of the guys, and they say, you know what, there's no more of that that's going to bring any more results. We've got to move on to something else. But that something else brings us closer to a civil war than anything else. We exist during a time when government has shown itself openly to be against the better interest of the American people. It does it without apologizing. It does it with lies, yet it also understands that it's lying to everybody. Then everybody can see that it is lying.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, Frank, I can't even add to anything you've said. You've said it well. I've said it pretty fairly well, I think. And now it's just up to, it's up to the masses to do what's right. And I feel frustrated, but I have to tell the truth, and I have to be honest, and you are. And we don't mince any words here, but we know that one way or another, there is an end coming to this. It's not going to go on forever.
No, it's not going to go on forever, and I don't think that the elitists are going to be able to pull off their trick entirely. I think there's going to be so much destruction brought about. I mean, if you just contemplate what's going on right now, it's almost like a perfect storm that can destroy America. We're talking about Hugo Chavez joining hands with Fidel Castro, joining hands with Iran, joining hands with communist China. We're talking about the treachery of North Korea, China, and Russia. There are so many elements aligned against us, and we, the American people, have a government that is 100% traitorous. There's nobody there for us. There are some good men, but they do not have the power to bring about the change that is necessary to bring America back to being the country that it was designed to be. And believe me, the suffering is coming, and it's nothing that I wish to see. It's just a very logical deduction from looking at everything that has been arrayed against us as a nation. And again, the principal element here for failure is an American population that refuses to stand up and do its duty as citizens of these United States of America. And the result will be that instead of hurting a little bit, because every time you stand up against some form of tyranny, every time you stand up against something that is wrong, you're going to get hurt. You're going to be inconvenienced in some way. But it's better to have that degree of pain than everything else that can come down upon us. We do discuss the fact that our whole economic system may go down the drain and make a situation where the Great Depression of the 1920s with their soup kitchen look like a palace, a marvelous place to be in, because of the dollar weakening. I hear that we're trillions in debt, and there's no way of getting out of that. We hear that the American dollar is now weak, where it used to be fairly strong. I think it's equal to the Canadian dollar at this point in time. The Chinese literally own us. It's what has happened to us is unspeakable, as so many of us have trusted Washington to do the right thing, and as many of us have understood that really we the people have been left out of the equation. We're workers and we're consumers, but as citizens we don't count in this government anymore. It's over.
No, you're right. You're right, and all I can say to you is Godspeed. You keep doing what you're doing and just All you have to do is blow that trumpet, whether they listen or not. Your job is done. The blood is off our hands, brother.
Yeah, hopefully if something really bad happens, then everybody will wake up and we can pull together and restore law and order and dignity to this great nation. Rick, thank you very much for the time you've given me. You've been very gracious.
I hope sometime you can spend an hour or so with us on the program and let me know when.
I would love to do that. Anyways,
right.
Have a great evening,
thank
and I
you.
Look forward to listening to the rest of your radio talk show.
All right. Thank you again, Frank George. God bless you.
God bless
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Amen. And, yes, that's the key, is getting back to basics. And I think more than anything else, as I've said so often, and I know that not everybody who listens is a Christian, but I do believe firmly, and as I've said, go to the Scriptures for the answers. And the Scriptures tell us where the salvation of the nation will be in Him, where it was to begin with. But we're not prepared to humble ourselves as a nation yet. And we're going to be humbled. And we're going to be reduced very, very, very low. But that's going to be the way it's going to have to be. As you know, it's not easy to admit our mistakes. It's not easy for a nation to change course this far down the road. But it either will or disaster will follow. No question about that. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. Now we have old Graybeard, I believe, or young Graybeard on the line. Is that right? From somewhere? Is that you?
This is old Graybeard from Tennessee.
From Tennessee, old Graybeard. All right. As long as you're not Bluebeard.
This is synchronicity. You know, I made my mind up to call you in before Mr. Frank George called in, and
yes.
I couldn't have put his grim future and what's happening and what's about to happen in this great country in perspective any better than that man said it, and I certainly hope he is listening. I was going through my survival manual, as you know. I've talked about it
yes.
on your program before.
Yes.
And it struck me like a lightning bolt from above that there was one aspect and one section in there that is missing. And I am not qualified and woefully inadequate to write a good section on spiritual preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could put me in touch with Joe, or I'll give you my email address, and this will be good for Frank George because he can get a free copy.
You'd like to get in touch with Joe Church, you mean?
The guy that calls in, he's a Bible scholar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
the man
Joe
that's,
Church. Well, I don't know. Let me hang on. Is he on the line now, Manny? Is he listening? Well, you can pick up and give him, maybe you can get his number, too, if Joe doesn't mind.
I'll just give out my email address, and he can email
me. I don't know if he has email. You say he may. Do you have a phone?
Oh.
Do you have a telephone?
Yes, I do.
Well, we'll get you his number and have you call him, all right?
I'll give that offline to the...
Yeah, you hang on, and Manny will pick up, and he will give each of you your numbers.
You want me to give out my email address?
Sure, you can give your email out to the people online, yeah.
It's Graybeard, that's spelled with an E-G-R-E-Y-B-E-A-R-D, numeric 42 at bellsouth.net. Graybeard42@bellsouth.net. I've got a 60-page survival manual, and it's free of charge. All you got to do is just email me, and I'll fire you off an attachment. And I think Frank George will enjoy this one.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that survival kit.
Get in touch with Joe. Maybe Joe can write a. I don't care if it's a whole page. I'll put it in there.
Sure. Well, that survival kit you're mentioning, Graybeard, is very important because that is the most important thing, I think, to prioritize.
Well, you know, John Moore, he's a SOF, ex-soldier survivalist, and he said that those that were in the camps that had high spiritual values were the ones that survived, and those that didn't did not survive, so... I feel like this is a an oversight on my part for not putting a section in it, but one reason I didn't do it was, as I said, I am not a Bible scholar, and I mean, I could write the Ten Commandments down, you know, and a few biblical quotes here and there, but yeah. I couldn't write, you know, like a nice paragraph or a page. I'll put a whole page on this thing. I don't care, because I think that's one of the paramount features that need to be in this manual, and mm-hmm. I'd love to get a hold of Joe, or I'll talk to the Manny out there, and I'll sign
yeah,
off.
Well, you hang on the line, because he will pick up and get to your number and give you Joe's number, all right?
Yes, sir.
And thank you for your words. I appreciate them, old Graybeard.
Yeah, I hope Frank likes this.
I think he will. I think he will. Thank you very much. All right, Gary. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Very true. I promised you that I'd read a little bit from the foreword here, the oldest American Jewish newspaper. And this week's editorial, Dancing with Scrolls. Well, I'm not going to read the whole editorial. I just want to paraphrase and select the important key paragraphs here that I think people should know about. And they've mentioned the fact that John McCain, who's running for president, okay, now, I don't believe he has a sincere bone in his body, but that doesn't matter. Here's what they say. John McCain caused a storm in his presidential campaign by proclaiming that America is a Christian nation. The conservative Supreme Court surprised us on the opening day of its new session by dismissing two separate appeals from Christian groups seeking to expand their reach. And in the background, the new atheists, quote-unquote, are accelerating their drive to discredit the public value of religion altogether. Now, they're trying to chart a middle course here between total banning of Christian activity and religious freedom. They're trying to weigh the two. But this is what's very interesting. They say, and I think this is where you really have to make the rubber meet the road. The battles that we're facing, church-state battles, they say, are nothing new. When the founders insisted on separating church and state in the First Amendment, where did they do that in the First Amendment? That's my word. They faced fierce opposition. Despite the separationists' victory, prayer and Bible study were standard fare in public schools for the first 170 years of the Republic, you see, much to their chagrin. That is the editors of the foreword. But here's what they say. The wall of separation as we know it today is barely a half century old, erected in a wave of legal actions. Now listen to this. Brought by Jews and their liberal allies. If liberals are entitled to try to roll back the Republican tax cuts and restore the welfare state, surely conservatives are entitled to try to bring their religious values to the public square. Now, this is an admission here. An admission that it was the Jews and their allies that fought against religious accommodation in America, but more specifically, Christianity. Let's face it, that's the object of attack. Not just religion, it's Christianity. And they rebel whenever they hear the term America was a Christian nation from the get-go. Now, you can have a Jewish state. You can have a Jewish community. You can have a Jewish university with taxpayer money, but heaven forbid you have a Christian nation. Now, it wasn't Al-Qaeda that was objecting to prayers in public schools, my friends. It wasn't al-Maliki. And it was none of the Muslim clerics or the imams that were protesting this nature of our Christian republic to be able to enjoy sovereignty in the states without fear of a federal tyrant or a judge posing as a tyrant declaring that your free speech rights go down the drain because you're proclaiming Christ. And somehow that violates the Constitution. The war has been successful, my friends. It's over. When you allow a nation to go that path, and you allow her government to reach out of control and destroy what's left of the sovereignty of each state to decide for itself which religious values, if any, will be celebrated, you have passed a pivotal point of no return. Got me? Got me? So much for the forward. All right. We shall return in 3 minutes to end the program. Take a quick call if we can. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, we're back now, and I'm not sure if we are going to go to the phones, if we should or not. Should we? No, we shouldn't? Okay. All right. There's a loony bin out there, I think. That's what it is. Okay. Probably Sydney in Florida. All right. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, the treaty that has been discussed, the Law of the Sea Treaty, is coming up anytime in the Senate now for a vote. Hopefully it will not be voted on, but if it is, right now it looks like it's got enough votes to pass. But that could change very quickly. We don't know. Quite honestly, we don't know. And again, this is the nail in the coffin, my friends. The Law of the Sea Treaty would abandon any sense of what's left of American sovereignty to the United Nations, that great champion of decency and morality in the world today. The house that Hiss built, as they said, in the 1950s. Alger Hiss, the convicted spy. Well, that's what America has been relegated to. So much for the victory in war of freedom over tyranny. My friends, it's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. There is no freedom, as Bill Clinton has said so succinctly. And yes, I do agree with Bill Clinton to that extent. We're only kidding ourselves. Now, I'm not trying to paint as bleak a picture as I can. Well, I'm a realist, you know. I'm a realist. I'm not a man who likes to just, you know, jump aboard and get on these bandwagons and then say, well, go back to sleep and get on your rocking chairs, ladies and gentlemen, and wait for the rapture. No, not at all. But I also know my limitations. I also know that it is not easy, ladies and gentlemen, for people to just pack their bags and say, oh, to heck with everything, to heck with everything. We don't care, Rick. Why should we care about what's going on? Let's just sit in our rocking chairs and wait for the Lord. You know, I can't do that. I know you can't do that, most of you. And no matter what the outcome is, regardless of the outcome, it does not determine our course of action, does it? Absolutely not. We remain steady, and we remain as watchmen on the wall, rightly dividing the word of truth and revealing to the nation the hour. That's right, telling the truth in season and out of season. That's part of our obligation to you. And we don't shirk in that responsibility. Well, I see the clock telling me that it's time to wrap things up. No more calls tonight. We'll take more tomorrow night, Lord willing, Yahweh willing, when we return back to the airwaves. And I want you to stay tuned to RBM for more great programming. Mike's coming up next, and you stick with the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support it. Support RBN. In any way, shape, or form you can. That will continue to warrant your support. Well, good night, everyone. Rick Adams. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Good evening.
It's true.